Hi, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. I was wondering, have you ever seen a movie called Groundhog Day? Now, I myself actually haven't, but I've heard of the movie Groundhog Day, and it's an interesting one. The basic premise of it is, from what I gather, is Bill Murray plays this chap who's caught in what they call Groundhog Day. So every day he wakes up, it's exactly the same. It's literally the same. He wakes up and has the same conversations. He has the same experiences, and everything is so monotonous. It's getting up, end of the day, all the same stuff's happened, going to bed, getting up, doing it all over again. So the question I want to ask you is, are you caught in Groundhog Day? Is most days of your life, are they very similar? Does very little change within them? Do you go to work, do the same thing, come home, talk to the same people, eat the same meals, drink the same thing, watch the same thing on telly, have the same conversations with people over and over again? And are you caught in a rut doing that? Because with most people, when they're caught in a rut, there's generally only one thing that snaps them out of it, and that's a major crisis. Now, for a lot of people, those major crises can be a health scare. They can suddenly be told they've got cancer. They can have any sort of health challenge suddenly present itself. They could suddenly be developing emphysema from smoking. They could be developing cirrhosis of the liver from drinking too much. They could be developing high blood pressure or cholesterol levels that are out of control because they're overweight. They might have a major trauma hit that their partner decides to leave them because they're caught in a rut and it's the same thing over and over and they've had enough. It could be any number of things that snaps you out of Groundhog Day. But what I want to ask you is, are you going to wait for something like that to snap you out of it? Because I know for myself, I was caught in Groundhog Day with my ex. It was the same thing every day. It was arguments. It was going to work. It was coming home. It was the same stress. It was the same everything. It was the same every day. And I did that for years before finally one day I said, right, I've got to stop or I'll be doing this until the day I die. And the stress would probably kill me pretty quickly at the rate I was going. So I decided to snap myself out of Groundhog Day rather than wait for that crisis or that trauma that derails me and totally stops me dead. So what are you going to do? Are you going to snap yourself out of Groundhog Day, or is a crisis going to do it for you? Is it going to be a health scare? Is it going to be your partner waking you up? Is it going to be bankruptcy? Is it going to be the realization that you're going to have to work for your entire life because you can't retire, because you can't afford to? Will it be your children not talking to you and not respecting you or listening to you? What is the thing that's going to snap you out of it? Is it going to be you, or is it going to be something else? So anyway, that's today's podcast. Nice and quick and easy. Are you caught in Groundhog Day, and what's going to get you out of it? Send an email to the7bigquestions@yahoo.com if you want to tell me what's going to snap you out of it. Hopefully your answer is you. Other than that, take care of yourself. Catch you at the next podcast. And remember, it's your choice, always has been, always will be.